News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
In Dublin, speed cameras are going to soon to be introduced that automatically register your number plate, and then they give you penalty points if you're driving too fast. In Cork, councillors are asking when they're going to be rolled out on their roads. Independent councillor for West Cork is Finbar Harrington. Morning, Finbar.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Is this the same technology that they use, for example, on the M7 around Bird Hill there, where you get captured at one point and then they capture you further down the road and they know how long it takes to drive that stretch within the speed limit? If you're over it, you get your points. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, Jonathan. I suppose this discussion all arose out of the recent, speed limit reductions that are being implemented around the country. And the first Lahadore speed limit reductions will come into effect on the 7th of February. And I suppose, look, personally, I feel that some of those speed limit reductions will do little for road safety, as do Go Safe or speed vans, because what they do is they kind of catch a person on one split second of a moment, and you're driving along and you're 5-6 kilometres an hour over the speed limit, you're caught. You get your fine, you get your penalty points, and it does little for road safety. Whereas opposed to the new smart vans are cameras. If you come to the camera and you're speeding, you look at your speed and you realise, I've got to slow down here, I'm going a little bit fast. And if you slow down substantially or slow down enough before you get to the next camera, well, then you won't be done for speeding or you won't get your penalty points. And then I suppose that drifts then into your psyche when you're driving, and it changes people's attitude towards speeding, and then it brings about a better driver behaviour where it's
slowing down. It moderates your behaviour, which is important. But Finbar, how effective is it going to be on a road in West Cork where you have multiple opportunities to get off the road? I mean, it only works where you stay on a road for a certain stretch where there isn't an exit, and you'd struggle on a road in West Cork to find a stretch where there isn't an exit or two.
Yeah, but I suppose if you go on that exit or two, then, Jonathan, you're looking at putting 15, 20, 25 minutes extra on your journey, because many of those small little boy roads and rural roads, as you're speaking about, they go for long distances over hills and into valleys. Whereas if you come to the camera and you're exceeding the limit, and if you slow down enough before you come to the next camera, it calculates your time between the two cameras. And if you slow down enough between the two cameras, well, then you're okay to keep going on directly on your journey.
Yeah, but the gobdaw who is going to speed to excess anyway is going to go, well, if I sneak off here, he's going to go on the rat run and maybe add 15 minutes to his journey, but he might try and make that up with speed. The number one rule of road safety is don't make things worse. Would you not be forcing traffic, high-speed traffic, onto roads that are even less suitable than our main roads?
Yeah, well, I suppose it all comes down to, driver behaviour, and I suppose enforcement is a massive issue, Jonathan. And I suppose, look, we all know and we read every day in the papers with our lack of Gardaí and the lack of resources for Gardaí, that is a massive issue, especially out in rural Ireland. And you are right, quietly correct. The driver you are alluding to, no matter what you'll do, he is going to, or she is going to try and speed and break the speed limits. But I suppose what we got to do is we got to try and get it out there, that people's driver behaviour needs to change. But I suppose, look, speed and driver behaviour is one aspect of road safety. We have to look at the whole thing in a complete, which is in a lot of cases, and especially down here in West Cork, are the conditions of our roads, where we would have, long stretches of roads where we'd be covered in water, potholes, where people have to veer across the road. We'd have bad turns that were covered with trees and vegetation. We have to address all these issues if we're going to get serious about addressing road safety.
Yeah, but you drive to the conditions that are prevalent. You don't drive to the conditions that you want on the road. And I understand, yes, there are issues at potholes and probably going to be more of them after the cold weather in the last few weeks. Ultimately, is this not the responsibility of a well-resourced traffic corps of An Garda Síochána, the classic guard hiding in a ditch with a hairdryer, catching people out? That simply isn't happening right now.
Yeah, and I suppose that goes back to the resources and the money that's being put into our Gardaí. And unfortunately, I suppose that has gone downhill big time, where they have effectively subcontracted that out to what we know as the Gatso vans or the Go Safe vans, and these vans just appear at random here and there. And I suppose the disappointing thing for me and for many motorists is these speed vans or these Gatso vans seem to appear on like spots where they are going to catch people speeding, because look, about 75% of them, you know, are under the 50 kilometre an hour limit, so people are going to be just over.
Or
that
better
limit,
again, in the bit between the 50 and the 60 coming out of a town or a village, and it drives me mad when I see them there. We'll see if your call gets any response from the Department of Transport. Councillor Finbar Harrington from Cork County Council, thank you for that. Should we have more of these types of cameras? These are the cameras that register your speed. There's one in the Dublin Port Tunnel as well. And if there's one place in the country where people respect the speed limit, it's the Dublin Port Tunnel. Should we have more of them? Let us know. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.